Hey everybody, welcome to American Idol on Air. Back with another singer that you didn't see on season 22 of American Idol. I've gotten some exclusive about how talented and amazing you are. So, super cool to
It's
meet
very
you.
nice. Good to meet you too. I'm happy to be here. It's pretty awesome. This is a really cool thing you do, by the way. I've watched this before I even was on American Idol, just letting you know.
Oh,
So
thank you so much. Tell everybody that's listening and watching how the journey of American Idol started for you. Were you approached? Did you try out yourself?
I think my mom was just kind of scrolling on Facebook, and there was a little banner, and it said auditions in Salt Lake City. And I see stuff like that all the time, but I noticed it was at one of my old vocal coaches' studios. So I was like, oh, I should reach out to her. So I did. And I was like, hey, do you think I can come audition for this? And she said, yes. So I did that. And that was in about July, like mid-July. And after that, you kind of go through the Zoom processes, and everyone's looks different. The next day, Kyle, who ended up casting me, he told me that the next day we'd have a Zoom meeting. And I was moving on, and then I had a Zoom meeting with more of the team, and then they told me I was moving on again, and then I had another Zoom meeting with the bigger team. And that's where they told me that I was going to LA to go audition. It was all really quick for me.
They really do find so many
Yes.
amazing people like yourself, the casting team. Shout out to them.
Shout out to them. They're awesome.
Once you got to the judges, going in that room, what do you remember?
I kind of blacked out, but I went in there. And I remember like Katy Perry's eyes piercing into my soul, and I was like, oh my goodness, I love you. But yeah, and then I ended up singing Come and Get It by Selena Gomez, but I turned it into like a minor ballad, which was not my original idea, because my original idea had, you know how it is, all of these songs and they can't get cleared and stuff. So that was my very last minute idea. I had 48 hours to kind of pull something together, and I heard it playing at a TJ Maxx, and I was like, this is the
TJ
one.
Maxx.
Yeah.
I love that. You can find inspiration from anywhere.
Totally. It's a fun song. It's not my style per se, but that's the best part of it, is you can take something and be like, oh, I'm gonna do my own little spin on it. So yeah, it was fun.
So, what was their reaction? I know you made it to the next round, but what were their
Yeah,
thoughts?
they were really complimentary. I got yeses from all three of them. They knew, they're like, you're not confident, babe. That was like my note. Like, you need to, like, because I came in kind of like, hey. I just lost all sense of, like, sureness. So that was kind of their note for me. They loved my voice. They said I had like an Adele timbre, which I was like, what? But it was so fun to hear that from such idols. And yeah, they were like, this is like an interesting song choice. And I was like, I don't know. I think I just explained to them, like, my favorite thing is to take something and make it my own. And that's kind of what I have to offer in the industry, I think. Because I went in there knowing, I'm like, I'm not going to have the best voice. I'm not going to be like, have the best story. But I have my little creativity stuff to get me through.
Are there any artists in particular that you look up to if you kind of had to sum up your sound, who you would consider influences?
I think I've been heavily influenced since middle school by like Sarah Bareilles, Lizzie McAlpine. I love the soft indie. I love that stuff. That's kind of what my style is when I'm writing my own stuff. But like singing wise, I will sing anything. I love, love, love like 80s rock, and a good heart song is so much fun for me. And I also, my mom's like this opera classical singer, and then my dad does like some Broadway, and he also does contemporary, so it's kind of fun to be in that world of like just everything and anything. Oh, I love the Killers, the band, the Killers. They're so good. My brother has taught me his ways of the love for them, so
You get to Hollywood Week, and it's a musical melting pot. 142 other singers that bring their own thing to the table. You're basically treated to a free concert for 2 days. So that's
yeah,
really something that people at home don't get to experience, right? You're sitting there in that Idol
totally.
arena, which they called it this year. It must have been amazing.
It was terrifying. It was amazing. It was amazing. It was so scary because they've never done that. We've never done the whole like you're looking at each other as you're performing. And so that definitely threw us off. And like, as I think they said, you have no idea when you're going. And there was 2 full days of filming. Like, I was like, I could go tomorrow at 10 p.m. or right now. It's just like, it was the most like, oh my goodness. I was sweating so bad. I ended up going the first day, kind of the middle of the day. I kind of got I got it good. I was like, this is a good time for me. That for me was my best round, the first performance of Hollywood. I sang Don't Do It For Me Anymore by Demi Lovato at the piano. And I mean, the judges, it was such a good confidence boost for me because I wasn't like too proud of my first round. I just wasn't too confident. But they didn't even remember me. They're like, who are you? We don't remember you because like I had such a different personality. And they could tell, they're like, you're like this little turtle coming out of your shell. And they were standing the whole time, and my cute like peers were all standing. And it was such an amazing feeling of just like, oh my gosh, I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. So, I mean, yeah, they had all good things to say. And they told me, you could go really far in this, just play the game well. And yeah, it was good stuff. And watching everyone else was just incredible. We watched literally 145 performances and I didn't get tired of it. It was amazing.
And you get, I assume, a rehearsal day before the performance.
Yeah, I had about 30, 15 minutes of a rehearsal beforehand where I kind of clear it with the music team. And they were my favorite because they had so much faith in me and were like, this is amazing. Don't be down on yourself because I was so nervous and giggly and like, I don't know, didn't quite know how to carry myself on TV because I'm quite a confident person, but I don't know, the camera's coming. I'm like, oh my goodness, hey, like I don't know how to act. So they were kind of my number one hype type guys.
How did that translate to showstoppers performing in front of an audience? What was that like for you?
Pretty rough for me, not performance wise, but like mentally, I was kind of checked out. I was like, oh, okay, this is getting real. But the audience was the best part. I came out and I was like genuinely shaking. I had these like big pants on so no one could see it, but my knees, I was like, I'm gonna fall down. Like my knees are buckling. But literally like just the most supportive people. I didn't even know a lot of people and you come out and they're just rooting your name and like you got this. So it was very nice to have that. And I didn't know I'd have that because no one I knew was in the audience. I actually called my parents and said, you're not allowed to come, and they were going to come and all this stuff.
Talk about the song choice and how that went. I know no judges' feedback, but you're kind of
Yeah.
putting it all out on the line.
I did Sign of the Times by Harry Styles, but I changed it up into like this rock. Oh, it was so much fun. It was so much fun because I had made the arrangement about like last summer. And I was like, oh my gosh, I need to do this somewhere. And I never thought I'd be doing it on the American Idol stage. But I gave it to the band and they were so fun. They were like, we love this. This is so much fun. And this is so fun for us to do, which made me so excited. I mean, I could sit here every day and be like, oh, if I'd done this song, if I'd done this song. But in the end, I think, you know, they had their people and I'm just glad I went with it. It was really fun for me.
When it came down to that final judgment, when they tell you whether or not you're making the 24, I'm sure they gave you some valuable information that you could
Yeah.
take with you as you left the competition.
They did. So I actually was taken in with Ellie, who is currently in top 24. We're both Utah girls. And I was like, oh my goodness, it's her, it's her, it's her. And we have kind of similar styles. But they talked to us and they actually let us both go because we were very similar. And so I was like, oh my goodness, I was actually very flattered, especially when she got called back to be in 24. I was like, oh, we're similar. Okay. You know, but they had told me that they loved everything about me. In the end, they need to just make a cut. They're like, it's literally like we just need to cut people. And I was like, okay. But they loved, yeah, my voice. They just needed more of a story for TV, which, you know, makes sense. So I really wasn't too hurt about it. I was like, just happy to be there at that point. Never thought I'd make it that far.
Wait, am I understanding correctly? You said they cut both of you?
They did cut both of us. And then as we were getting on the bus, they were like, I think we're gonna use you as our standby to Ellie. So if someone drops out, so someone ended up dropping out and then she got to come on in there, which is like such a what, but like also really cool. So
Interesting. So you had it sounds like a pretty awesome journey. Any highlights for you?
I'm gonna say my highlights are I first of all gotta hug them all after because I reach it to that point where it's you're in the personal little room and you can be like, can I hug you now? So I gotta hug them. That was my highlight. And then also working with the band was so freaking cool. Even for that just one song, I gotta do it with them. And the people. I mean, I've met probably friend for lifers from this whole process. I'm very thankful for it.
I think that's something beautiful about the show is that understandably, you have to go into this with a business mindset, not thinking
Totally.
about the friendships and the bond on such a deep
Yeah.
level, really.
I know. It's so cool. I was so in my head about the competition that I really struggled making friends in the beginning because I was like scared to. I was like, oh, they all hate me. Or we all hate each other. Are we supposed to hate each other? And then as we started getting to the end, I was like, and I kind of felt like, okay, I think I'm gonna get cut. I was like, oh my goodness, so many amazing people and so many talented people who all have this same dream. And it was just really fun to bond over that. And now we're all just like, who wants to sing together? It's really fun.
Speaking of singing, I can't wait to hear you sing. I was just telling you that sometimes I like to be surprised and intentionally don't do my research that I should do because I like to be surprised. What are you going to sing?
I'm gonna sing what I sing for my first rounds, which is Come and Get It by Selena Gomez. All
Awesome.
right, wish me luck.
You ain't gotta worry, it's an open invitation. I'll be sitting right here, real patient, all day, all night. I'll be waiting, stand by. Can't stop because I love it. Hate the way I love you all day, all night. Maybe I'm addicted for life. No.
My mind is blown. I
Oh,
want to text every one of my friends that right now.
whatever. That is so funny.
I feel like I'm being treated to the most amazing concert. I mean, seriously, you're
Wow.
so good.
Dude, thank you. That's so nice of you.
Tell me where people can follow you, if there's anything that they can go stream, stuff people need to be paying attention to.
Okay. All of my platforms that are relevant are just Emma J. Murdoch, like J, just the letter, then Murdoch, Murdock. Insta, TikTok. And I also have a new song coming out soon, but I haven't announced yet, really, but it's coming out soon. And it's called Beasting. So.
Stay tuned for all that. Follow us, Idol on Air Podcast on Instagram. You can follow me at TV Music Guy. Thank you so much for listening or watching. Emma, thank you so much for being a part of American
Yay.
Idol on Air.